What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Connie Lefebvre about the dark side of the dead. How do you handle it, or what do you recommend to someone when, in this case, you got it on tape? You got the evidence that you wanted to be able to bring to the church, but you know, they're not going to be showing up the next day. It's going to take some time for them to evaluate this material and understand it. And in that time window, this person, along with their suspected person who may be possessed, are there. How, I mean, that's a big chunk of time where nothing is going to be done about this. How do you, or what do you say to them? Of basically, how do you maintain, how do you manage this until someone can come in here and kind of pick up the torch and do more than you could on your own?
Well, and I think we've gotten it down to art form the way we handle it. One, don't ever abandon your client. When they've come to you for help and they're having ongoing experiences, you don't just walk away from it and say, we're done. You can't. That's irresponsible. As a client, you know, or as you know, to do that to a client. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we did was we kept in touch with her. We asked her to keep track of what was going on a piece of paper, log everything that happens. Mm-hmm. We would get with her on a regular basis, and we did recommend cleansing just to keep it at bay. It doesn't mean it's going to go away. It just means we can do some things to limit what's going on. Also, keep your head strong. And I said, you can't be weak. You have to stand up and fight this thing. Mm-hmm. You can't let your guard down. So in conjunction with giving them some control back, that's what you have to do. You have to take your client and say, we're going to give you some control of the situation. You're going to write down stuff. Contact us if you're having a bad day or things are going south. Here's some prayers you can say. Here's some people in your local community that can help you. If you get in a dire situation. So it's really important to arm your client with some control. It's really important to not walk away. It's important to let them know that you're there for them and reassure them and to tell them to stay emotionally strong. So those four things, I think, has really helped us along the way when this has happened to other people. What it does, it gives them control back mm-hmm. until the time comes when they can't eliminate it altogether. That's the best advice I can give.
Sure, sure. I mean, there's got to be some danger involved, though, with the potentially possessed person that's going to be there until something can be done. Are there things that one can do to keep themselves safe from the potential dangers here that exist until?
See, I would never call myself an expert, but I would always say mm-hmm. that it's good to have the prayers. It's good to have St. Michael's prayer. It's good to have the Lord's prayer. It's good to have those items, the Bible, the cross laying around mm-hmm. Because they do ward off. Oh, and I know a lot of people don't know this, but with demonic activity, they hate praises and songs. They mm-hmm. hate it. So like playing praises, hymns from church, mm-hmm. anything that counters their belief system is going to irritate the crap out of them. So they don't want to be around that. They don't want to be around happy people either. So it really is good to tell your client, hey, how are you doing emotionally? And what can we do to make your life easier, less stressed out, mm-hmm. and just be a happier person right now in the midst of what's going on? That's when they get you, is when you're at your weakest.
Is there a risk, though? Because I guess what would go through my mind is, okay, you play those things, you do those things. Does that not almost become something where it's creating an environment in which the demon would come out more and show itself because it's angry? Or does it keep it more at bay by having those things kind of on a constant loop?
And you
loop?
Can't answer that. Let yes or no, because no. You don't know what you're ever going to deal with.
Yeah.
Some demons will react a certain way and the others will just leave.
Okay.
It just depends on what you're dealing with. And every single case that you encounter mm-hmm. is going to have different variables.
So
you have to look at those variables and say, okay. And that's the hard part of what we do.
Yeah.
What we did is evaluating the case and saying, okay, these are the parameters that we're dealing with. This little measly demon is just showing up here and there. We know what it wants, but it's weak. So I might want to have someone come in and do a blessing. I might want to have someone come in and bless the house or bless the person and help them get, you know, emotionally right. Mm-hmm. And that might just be enough. Then again, it might not. It might escalate. It might turn. That's when we try to go to other people. We say, okay, which psychics in the field can we use to come in and evaluate the situation? Mm-hmm. Which priest or preachers with their faith can we bring in to evaluate the situation? You don't just limit yourself to one kind of person, a Reiki master or whatever. You want to bring an arsenal of everything. Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out what works. There is no science in paranormal, you know, getting rid of demons. There's no science to it. You have to figure out which one you're dealing with, how you can get power over it, and how you can gain control of your life. And yes, it's scary. Seeing and hearing the eyes dilate and the voices come out of people and the way they react, it is inhuman and it is scary. And I've only seen it once or twice in my whole life. Mm-hmm. This was just happens to be one of those cases that was just really alarming to us. The other was with the Vietnam vet that we had a friend way back. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to check the variables every time.
Sure.
And just reevaluate the situation in the case as it comes.
There's no one size fits all here. Every single case, take a look at it in evaluating what may work for one is not going to necessarily work for the other. It all depends on each individual case.
Exactly.
I'm always very fascinated with that area when we talk about possessions and things of that nature. And I know it sometimes can get overblown, but when you actually do have someone who's been into some of those cases and have had experiences, it's always interesting to dive into it. But I also want to talk about the haunted Old Park Hotel that you have. What led you to finding this location, and then what led you to eventually, you know, becoming an owner of this haunted location?
Oh my goodness, there's a lot to tell, but I'll try to get there. So there, well, like I said, we continued ghost hunting with Graveyard Shift Paranormal down in South Texas. Mm-hmm. There came a time that we had to move so we could better our life and better our family. So I put the resumes out, and I ended up coming to San Angelo, Texas, which is where I'm from, to teach. So Dan and I are both high school teachers. He teaches at Great Creek High School. I teach at Lakeview. And we moved up here still wanting to do our ghost hunting thing. So we continued to look for places to ghost hunt, even though our team really wasn't together like it was before. Mm-hmm. We'll always be Graveyard Shift. But, you know, you still have that. But we still wanted to explore and do those things. So we started looking for local places. You know, we checked out the Cactus Hotel. We checked out the Pearl on the Concho, Lone Wolf Bridge, Hattie Saloon, we haven't had a chance to do yet. There's a lot of places in San Angelo, Fort Concho, that we investigated. Ended up being on, you know, the front pages of newspapers. And Dan ended up writing 3 books that covered our 10, 15 years of ghost hunting and all of our experiences. But then we ended up coming across a internet article online about a guy named Wes who stopped at this old antique store in Ballinger, Texas. And that's only 35 minutes away from us, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he finds this article and he thinks it's fascinating. So he contacts the owner, Jeanette. And of course, this story came out around Halloween in 2015 or something, 14. And she didn't want to have nothing to do with ghost hunters or people looking at her property. She just totally blew everybody off, including us. And that's to be expected because that was kind of her home at the time.
Sure.
Well, Dan and I kept in touch with her and we were friends, and she just kept talking to Dan and they became real close. And she says, you know, I'm trying to sell the place. And he's like, oh, really? And she says, you ought to come up and look at our store and see, you know, see what you think. So we put Dan's mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law, Dan's mom, in the car, and we drove up on a November rainy day in 2015, I believe. And we were looking around, and it was an antique store, but it was just full of junk. We felt an immediate connection to the place when we walked in. Mm-hmm. This building dates back to 1886, and everything inside of it is the old burlap, you know, walls, the shiplap,
yeah,
huge pieces of wood that cost like a fortune. And I didn't think much of it because all I saw was clutter. But my husband had an immediate connection with the place, and you could feel it when you walked in. There was something there, but we just couldn't put our finger on it. Well, the price was too high, so we just decided to say, no, thank you. You know, we appreciate it. And about a year later, she contacts Dan again and says, you know, I've sold half of my antiques, so I'm willing to reduce the price in half what I originally offered.
Wow.
So we ended up, we had a horrible tragedy, and I don't know if life just finds a way. You know, you have tragedies that happen to you that break you down. Mm-hmm. And then if you feel grounded, sometimes it can lift you up. So what had happened was my mother-in-law died in March of 2016. And she left, you know, a house and some money, but we didn't really think much of that. We would have traded all that back just to have her back.
Sure.
And then the next month, my biological mother died. I had barely got to know her. And when I was 25, you know, I got to meet her. And then the month after that, my brother-in-law died.
Wow.
So we had three major deaths in 3 months.
Yeah.
In 2016. It was horrific. The last one killed us, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
That one was really bad. We were just trying to keep our head above water. And we started processing all the estate, and his mom had left a little money and a little in her house. So we took care of it all. And we had a little money left over. And instead of just spending it all and doing something recklessly with this, we just put it to the side, and we had like $10,000 set aside. And Dan was like, I don't want to just spend this. I said, I don't either. He's like, Jeanette just called me and they've cut down the price. And I said, hun, it's your money and it's your mom's legacy. Mm-hmm. So if you want to buy that building, do it. So we ended up taking that money that was left over and buying the building, and Jeanette sold it to us. And we didn't go in thinking, oh, this place is haunted. We went in thinking, oh, this place is cool. It's historical. We could do something with this building, right? Maybe we can check it out. Maybe we can use it for something. We wanted to preserve it. A lot of paranormal teams or people, when they go into places, they care about the building and the history. So it means a lot to people to go in and try to restore these old buildings and keep them where they're not going to tear them down, because she was going to tear this building down. It would have been leveled if we hadn't bought it. So we ended up buying it, and we don't think it's haunted. We just hoped it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think anything more of it until only just a week or two in, things started happening immediately. I'm sitting there downstairs in the office by myself doing a little piddly work. And we have a steel door that separates the first half to the second half of the building downstairs. And I hear this huge pounding, three large bangs on the steel door, and no one's there. And it was like, it was a way of saying, hey, I'm here. Nice to meet you. And then in the same week, me and my husband and my friend Dylan Lane were all standing down in the office talking, and we hear a voice come out of the kitchen, a woman's voice saying, hello. And everybody could hear it plain as day. So ever since day one, this building has just been creaking, moaning. You can hear footsteps walking around upstairs, boots, spurs. You can hear women talking and men talking and children playing. And it's insane how much activity goes on there. It really is. And so we ended up, we've had the building now for 5 years, and it went from just an idea, a venture, to this monster national place to go.
That sounds like there's obviously a lot of spirits there in the hotel. Tell me, how do you operate it today? Is it a place where people can stay as a hotel? Is it just a location people can come and investigate? How is it operated today?
Dan and I came up with a great idea. We decided to make it a venue, mm-hmm. not a regular hotel. So anybody can rent it out mm-hmm. for the night or however many nights they want. So they'll rent out for the night and they'll come in and do investigations, or they can just hang out with friends, or they can do a reunion or whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's paranormal groups coming in to hunt the ghosts.
Sure.
And then we also have, you know, public ghost hunts. We have a jail right across the street that we just opened up with the community, and we are raising money by holding ghost hunts over there for them. So now we have these joint investigations where you can walk across the street to the haunted Reynolds jail.
Yeah.
And then come back and stay at the Old Park Hotel for a night. We have those. We have the paranormal lockdowns. We have a huge Howl & Scream event every year, which we take 2 weeks setting it up. It's insane how many people come to that haunted house.
What is it about a haunted hotel? I mean, you think of it, you think of hotels, they're places that people are not at for very long. I mean, in you know, historically speaking, or just right. timeline, you're there for a night, you're gone. I mean, if I think into life now, it's like, I don't think I'm going to be haunting the Best Western in Black River Falls.
That's for sure.
when I'm dead, it's not a place I'd be like, oh, where you want to haunt? The Best Western,
boy.
For sure. Maybe the Days Inn, you know, like the La Quinta, you know, it's something
If I get a choice, I want to go to Walt Disney World.
Exactly. Okay? It's not exactly a place that you think of like, oh, this is where they're going to haunt, but they seem to have very active, you know, situations where there seems to be a lot of different spirits there. This is just an opinion-based question, but why do you think that is? Because, again, just it's not a place one tends to spend large periods of their time, unless you're the proprietor or something of that nature.
Yeah, I have a lot of theories, and I think they're good ones. One of my theories is that For some reason, certain places, some historical venues are comfortable to these people in life. So why wouldn't it be comfortable to them when they're dead?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think that this is a known location that they feel comfortable coming to. And for them, it was like a holiday to come to it anyway.
Sure.
So for them, they don't know what else is good.
Okay.
I really think that ghosts are attached to what they know, where, you know, that they loved and what they were comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a theory that I think that they're jumping in and out of there on a daily basis at a certain time every day. We have Wi-Fi cameras. Okay. We have one upstairs in the staircase. We have one downstairs and we have one in the front.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Tony, the most unnerving thing I've ever witnessed is when I'm not there. Because for me, that is the most scariest thing that I can experience, and I wasn't even there.
What was it? What exactly did you see?
Well, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We turn on the Wi-Fi camera. We've had times when I take a picture and I'll blow it up and there'll be a crowd of people standing there, legit. And then I've had times where Dan was there and he was in another room, but he was all by himself. And then the door slams and we catch that on video
mm-hmm.
by itself. And it's one of those doors that goes the other way. It's not supposed to go the way it slammed.
Yeah.
So, and then for me, the worst part is when we're not there, because when we turn on the audio mm-hmm. at the top of the stairs, you can hear something every day or on a regular basis throwing a fit at the top of the stairs, right where we have that camera, because we're invading its space
mm-hmm.
and it knows it. So you could hear it snort. You could hear it make a noise in his breath. It's almost like it's hissing. And it's angry. So like, I don't know. It could be, it's probably just a regular ghostly entity that's pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear that on the recording when you're not there and be able just to play it back for anybody that wants to hear it.
Yeah.
That's so unnerving. Because then when you get there, you're like, dude, just yesterday, there was something standing right here.
Yeah.
And there was something throwing a fit. And to me, that is quite scary. And
sure.
You can see apparitions there. People walk into apparitions all the time. I just had an incident that happened to me literally about a month ago. I have guests at the hotel. I'm in the room, the owner's suite downstairs. The door's locked. I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I get off the side of the bed. I come around. I look up, and there's a huge, massive, enveloping shadow figure in my face. And I feel like the wind has been sucked right out of me. because I'm so frightened.
Sure.
And it is enveloping me, and I feel like it's just right there. And the only thing I can do is continue to look at it, stuttering and fumbling my way to find the light switch the whole time. Because the way the old Park Hotel is some of the lights don't work and you have to use lamps.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm fumbling for the lamp the whole time. The second I look away and flip the light on, it's gone. So I have moments like that in the hotel where I feel like something's right on top of me, sucking me dry. And those are unnerving too at the hotel.
Sure.
When we have those things happen. Many, many people report, you know, apparitions. They see them all the time. I don't know why. I think I'm about as sensitive as a rock. So I don't really see a lot of apparitions, but everybody else does. But I can hear them.
Yeah.
And I can see stuff on tape and video. So like, I know it's there. And so we just continue to investigate and share the place with people that love it.
Is that the goal? Is that the goal of the having the location to just kind of let it be what it is, not to, you know, exercise something out of it or
that's exactly the goal.
Just
we don't
learn.
Want to mess with anything here. Yeah. We're not messing with anything.
Yeah. Just to let people learn and understand this whole concept better in a controlled environment.
Yes. Okay. That's the goal. We want to preserve it. And everybody keeps asking us, well, why don't you fix it up some more? I'm like, we don't want to fix it up some more.
Mm-hmm.
We want to maintain it and keep it old.
Yeah.
So the place is, circa 1886, and we're cleaning it and fixing it and remodeling the rooms, but we're bringing all the old stuff in with it, along with haunted objects from estate sales. And it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. It just continues to multiply. And we don't want to like chase anything away. People come there because they want the experience.
Sure.
So, and we feel very grounded and comfortable being around it because we've been around it for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we're not trying to get rid of anything, but we are going to protect our people. And we feel that we can, you know, that we feel strong enough that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like they listen to us. We feel like the ghosts there listen to us. There's been a lot of things that have happened there. Scratches. Oh, someone got possessed once and pushed down the stairs. It just depends on what's going on and who's there. We don't ever encourage, you know, provoking or calling out unless it's harming someone, especially children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that's the way to go. But every time someone has an experience there, it's usually triggered by something. So it's a pretty cool to have it there and share it with people.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Connie Lefebvre. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program today and sharing her experiences with us. And thank you to you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without it. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.